بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. After discussing the issue of where the nur of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala looks at and how it chooses individuals, and how that person who Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala does not want him to get that nur, then he can look where and where for it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهَ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. For who Allah has written no nur at all, the whole world can get together to give him some of that light, he will never get it. Thereafter Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala mentions, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. In these verses is an indication that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala shows or gives an answer to what normally we will say, that we have understood this issue that when you get light or when that nur hits that person, then everything starts going well. The road just opens up. But man always looks at himself and he says that me, I know my shahwat, I know my desires. I know once I leave the masjid after Ramadan, I'm not going to stay like that there. I go back to my old ways, old customs. There are games that I can't leave. There are movies that I can't leave. There are certain things that staying away 3-4 days, it's like an addiction. I'm holding myself, holding. As soon as I go back, I know I'm going to do it. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explains that when Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala opens up the road of guidance, hidayat, then against all odds, the thing goes on its path. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, do you not see that يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, and whatever, meaning besides man and jinn, who have ikhtiyar, everything else, automatically they are making the tasbih of Almighty Allah. There's no question. They could be running for their prey, but they are involved in the zikr of Allah. Because Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala shone upon them one gaze, and He put them on a path. They are automatically in the zikr of Allah. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Each one, it knows its way. Each one knows how to please its Allah, and it can't jump from that way. When that is the condition of the whole creation, and one of it which is the most vivid, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ. That look at that bird, one is when it is flapping its wings. Then you understand because of the flapping, it's keeping itself up. Because everything is against it. The demands or whatever man will speak about gravity and the laws of gravity. And if you're up there, you have to come down. All the laws are against that bird. But one gaze of Almighty Allah falls on that bird, and the bird opens up its wings, and it moves through all the laws of gravity. Now it's gliding through everything, which man says to fight against the time, to go against the wind, to work against peer pressure, everything is impossible. When the eye of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala falls on an individual, that man swims against the waves. He moves against time. Every action of his, he defies the whole of mankind. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's da'wah started, everyone's question was one individual against not only one tribe, but against humanity. When he reached Medina Munawwara, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, رَمَتْهُ الْعَرَبُ بِقَوْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. The entire Arab world came with one arrow to fight against the small tribe of Medina Munawwara. It was understood as impossible. وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَاتٍ. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gave what an answer. That as that bird glides through that air, every law it has defied. It just shows why, that when the nazar of my Allah is on me, there is nothing that can bring me down. Similarly, man who got the nazar of Allah, he will go through everything. And at the same time, that same bird gives a message, that when the gaze of Almighty Allah left from that bird, and suddenly in that sky, that bird died. There and there, that bird comes flying down to the ground. Similarly, that man who has been blessed with tawfiq to do good, and he finds that he is moving against desires. He is moving against the time. People are all calling him, hey, you are a very pious man, make dua for me. But he must also understand that I am nothing but that bird. Well, as long as that nazar of my Allah is on, I will glide very easily. And let that nazar lift, and suddenly how fast that bird comes flying to the ground. With what a bang. How many people could be high, one nazar of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala and gone. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Jannah is closer to the person than his shoelace also. And he said, وَالنَّارُ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. That Jahannam is just the same. That one nazar of Almighty Allah of happiness and everything gets made. One nazar of Almighty Allah of unhappiness and everything is gone. So as that bird flaps, and it doesn't flap but it moves. And as it moves, it shows, I am nothing but a mazhar, a sign of the majesty of Almighty Allah. That when He wants, how He keeps me high above every law. Similarly, that individual who gets blessed with the nur of Almighty Allah, every law he will define, and he will find how easily that bird glides through. Similarly, he will glide. He will go through the world of drugs, but drugs will never grab him. A world of porn, but his eye will never fall. People will tell him, you live in a country of Uryani, but he never saw. How he goes through it will be like how that bird. Wallahu alimum bima yafalun. Walillahi mulku as-samawati wal-ard wa ila Allahi al-maseer. For Allah Tabarakala is the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. And everything comes back to Almighty Allah. Alam tara anna Allah yujji sahaba. Allah Tabarakala gives another example. Azja yujji izja. Mufassirin explain. It means to move something which is very, very heavy. But the manner it's moved is as though the thing is very light. Something which is very heavy. The example is given, do you not see how Allah Tabarakala moves the heavy, heavy clouds? The weight of that cloud and the water that it contains, today's science has gone into detail, that so many millions of liters, anything else trying to hold that thing up, the weight of it is like a mountain. But yuzji, so simple it's moving in the sky. With such simplicity, with an indication that certain laws of Islam, we find it very, very hard. But when Allah Tawarukala's nazar and gaze of mercy falls on an individual, where the heaviest of the heaviest clouds moves with the ease, as though it is nothing, suddenly those laws of Islam, which we regard as impossible, suddenly starts coming into the individual. Moving with so much of risk, so much of ease, ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ. And then it is not only one heavy law, one heavy cloud, but another cloud comes on top of it. That cloud itself is so heavy, another one is brought on top of it, still it's holding. Then another one is brought on top, ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُقَامَ. One upon another, one upon another. Similarly, that man, one law of Islam comes into him. First he was bereft of every law. And he also said, for me, this is not for me, too hard. When Allah Tabarakala wanted, dua was made, desire was shown, one law came into his life. He never thought it possible. Whole family were opposed, no one opposed. The law of hijab came into his family. He never thought it happened. The television went out of the family. He thought, I can't do without it. Suddenly it's gone. Pictures went out of the house. He thought, we can't live without pictures. He went finally to his album. Years ago he had got married, his wife's picture, his picture when they were young. Now they're not young. Now the only thing is to look at it and say, ah, how beautiful you were when you were young. But now he looks at that there. That to take that album out is like taking out that heart. But when the laws of Almighty Allah come, then suddenly that album gets cut. That boy is in love with music. The day he makes tawbah, he breaks that CD. I saw one boy, when he broke that CD, he was crying. For me it was amazing, but he was breaking his heart. Was breaking his heart. So I told him, it's like your heart is bleeding. As I said that, when he broke the one CD, he cut himself. He said, my hand is also bleeding. It was hard, but what a thing, when the laws of Allah Tabarakala come, how Allah Ba'ad brings it into the person. One law, upon another law, upon another law. All the laws of Sharia, which he thought even one is too hard. Allah Tabarakala says, one cloud, upon another cloud, upon another cloud, but it's still holding. فَتَرَى الْوَدْكَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. And then when the command of Almighty Allah comes, then rain starts coming out from the clouds. Similarly, that individual, when the whole Shariat now comes, one after the other, one after the other, then not only is he a guided person, but now Allah Tabarakala makes his cup start flowing, becoming full. And when it reaches its brim, then as water comes down now from the clouds, when the command is given, now rain. Similarly, that person starts raining out hidayat after that. Now he himself becomes a hadi for mankind. How many people in tabligh, they change their lives. Once upon a time he was a gangster, where he was. And now when you look at that individual and how he's speaking, how he's giving da'wah, how he can't stay without making dua. فَتَرَى الْوَدْكَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. As you will see, then rain start coming. Similarly, from that individual, what benefits mankind, Allah Ta'ala starts pouring it from him. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. And Allah Ta'ala now speaks about when that rain is coming, then it is not only water sometimes, but sometimes so much of water that you see hail start coming down. But that rain and that hail when it comes, how amazing it is. يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Where Allah Ta'ala wants it to hit, it only hits there. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. And when Allah doesn't want it to hit, it goes away that side. And you see, there is drought. One side is getting so much of rain, another one got so much of drought. The nur of Almighty Allah is like this here. When it starts flowing, how it flew from the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but how it missed so many of his close family and it went to others. يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If anyone, there was a desire, a real desire, he must get hidayat, it was Abu Talib. And how much of effort, how much of da'wat, how much of love there was between him and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him at the time, just before passing away, just read it softly to me, so that I will be that witness on the day of Qiyamah. But when Allah Ta'ala never wanted that rain to hit, where he put it? It must. And another person comes, he was the killer of Hamza radiallahu anhu. There was no ulfat, there was no love, there was no desire, there was no thinking of that individual. But suddenly when Allah Ta'ala wanted the rain of Hidayah to hit, who it must, who it hit? When he comes, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I actually say to him, when I look at you, I think of my uncle. He even says, I wish that, you know, you don't always come in front of me. Because those thoughts of my uncle. Umar radiallahu anhu looks at one person, he was the person who most likely killed the brother of Umar radiallahu anhu. He was in Kufar, the brother of Umar radiallahu anhu was in Islam, he killed him. So one person says, look at the killer of your brother, how he walks. Because now he had accepted Islam. So when he came to the gathering of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu says, you know, I don't like to see you. It doesn't make me happy because I think of my brother. So that man said, you not liking to see me, will it ever harm me? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, how can it harm you? When Islam comes, it goes to anyone. Meaning, had I had the choice, I don't think I would have given you this Islam. But when Islam comes, فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah, who he wishes, how he hits it. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. And when Allah wants, it doesn't hit. That is why in this game, there is no I am I. That man can be living today on deen. One nazar of Almighty Allah is on him, is lucky. And that nazar of Allah, tabarakallah, may Allah save us all, if it just moves, suddenly the whole world will get, and that one person remains dry. يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. When Allah Ta'ala makes a man full of nur, then when his eyes start benefiting mankind so much, Allah Ta'ala at the same time makes him a man who repels kufr and shirk also. Just like how as that rain is coming, which is so much of benefit, but in that rain Allah Ta'ala also sends lightning. And where so many benefits from that rain, the lightning then hits, and Allah Ta'ala says that sometimes the brightness of that lightning will make someone blind also. So that man who becomes a man of deen, hidayat, where Allah Ta'ala uses him to open up the ways for man, at the same time he is used to break the boundaries and the foundations of batil. His every step now is light and zulumat is removed because of him. Where the people of deen love him, the people of balalat hate him. Where he is moving in the world is a source of light for so many. And for the people of kufr, for them it is lightning against them. His words is lightning against them. His talks are lightning. His writing is lightning. Allah Ta'ala makes him a markaz of two. That he is nafi', benefit and benefit. And he is dar, and he is harm and harm. He harms those who are the enemies of Allah. And he benefits those who are the beloveds of Allah. And this man becomes everything. But what it is to have that, oh Allah, as long as that nazar is on me, then I will be like a bird gliding through the skies. It will be like the cloud, one upon the other, one upon the other. With so much of ease you have brought it, but so heavy. And rain is flowing through that individual. But if that nazar left from that individual, then suddenly how the bird suddenly comes flying to the ground. Every one of us have that fear, that we don't know if we will also come flying to the ground. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. That man who is in darkness, he thinks that so much of darkness, where will I ever find light? Allah Tabaraka Taala says, it is Allah who makes night into day. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ. How dark it was. Suddenly the whole thing is turned and it is night, daytime. But similarly the warning is given that that man who got day, never ever think he got day because he got day. It is because Allah has kept light within him. Just like how the night becomes day, similarly day also can become night. And suddenly a man who was guidance for the world, Allah Tabaraka Taala's one decision, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the heart of man is between the fingers of Rahman. He turns it how he wants. Then he would say, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, oh, the one who just turns heart. Sabbit qalbi, let my heart not turn the wrong way. He said, keep my heart on the haq. So where there is so much hope, also there is so much of fear. Where there is that hope that if my Allah looks, I'll glide through the world. There is that fear that if my Allah doesn't look, I'll come flying to the ground. Where there is that hope, where day, night, so dark my life is, one nazar of my Allah, it became daytime. Everything went out of dalalat. There is that fear that everything is light. One anger of my Almighty Allah, I overdid it. And suddenly everything becomes dark. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah Ta'ala says how much of lesson there is for people who are ready to take lesson. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِمَّا. Allah Ta'ala says each individual in this world, we are all men. And all of us are weak. And all of our madda is the same. All of us are built with the desire for even. All of us are built with the desire for love of wealth. Everyone got it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ. It is Allah who created everything that walks, mimma, from that same filthy water, meaning sperm. We have been created from sperm, so our inside is dirty. And then animals have been created from sperm. Everything is created from sperm. But then what happens? One nazar of Allah, and everyone becomes different. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِي. Suddenly there are those that are moving on the ground, on their stomach. They are snakes and they are crocodiles. And they are moving like that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْنِ. Some are walking. Whether it is man, whether it is kangaroos, they are walking on two. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعِ. Some are on four. Why each one is different? Each one was made from the same material. Like how I have been created with desire, you created with desire, same. But the difference was the different nazar of Almighty Allah. One nazar of Almighty Allah hit that creation and it was now going to remain on the ground all the time. A nazar of Almighty Allah hit one creation, he was going to be walking like this. One was going to be walking. Allah's nazar hits a person and he becomes disgraced like how a snake and a crocodile is disgraced. Allah's nazar hits a person and he is standing up straight. Allah Tabaraka Taala's nazar hits a person, how that animal whose batan is on the ground, ulama have written, that animal whole life is in the sajda of Almighty Allah. Allah's nazar hits a person, that man's life will be sajda. Another man's life will be qiyam, standing on two. Another man will be ruku on four. When the nazar of Almighty Allah hits, how different things were taken different forms, that man all created from the same. But it's got to do with the nazar of Almighty Allah. When that nazar hits, man stands. When the nazar is lifted, man falls. When the nazar hits, man is honored. When the nazar gaze of Allah doesn't hit, man is disgraced. Everything got to do with Allah's nazar, Allah's gaze. And that's the dua we make. That, oh Allah, let that gaze fall. That gaze of karam. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah's power is over everything. No matter how terrible the times are, no matter how dark and how evil, no matter how hard the pull is, but if my Allah's gaze of kindness is on individual, he goes through everything. His movements are according to Almighty Allah. His steps are according to Almighty Allah. Every step he makes, like how the snake was shown, this is your step. And the kangaroo was shown, this is your step. The elephant was told, this is your step. Each one only does that step. Similarly, that man who gets the nazar of Almighty Allah, his every step goes on sirat-e-mustaqim. He can't put one this way, he can't put them that way, because guidance is from Almighty Allah. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ We have revealed so clear signs. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And Allah, who He wants to, He allows to tread onto the straight road. When Allah تبارك الله's nazar left, وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَطَعْنَا Then there will be some people who say at the beginning, like how many of us, we grew up in Iman. So it was like an inherited gift. I'm a Muslim. So as long as the laws of Islam are not hard for me, then they will say, we bring Iman on Allah. We bring Iman on the Rasul of Allah. We obey. But suddenly when the law comes which is against my desire, which is against my tabiat, which is something I don't like, then the rich man, as long as he was not touched, he was giving money and funding the masajid also. He was going for Hajj and Umrah also. He was a good man. But suddenly an alim came and said to him, my friend, your entire business is riba. I prefer you don't go for the Hajj and Umrah. I prefer all that sadaqah, you stop giving the masajid. But rather close this whole thing and open something small. Because you're living in haram. Suddenly that man who was piety in and out, ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Suddenly they take a full turn. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُفْلِحِينَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ Almighty Allah says, this is not Iman. Iman is, Allah Tabarak Allah says, why is it? وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ That when they are called towards Allah and the Rasul of Allah, and may Allah Tabarak Allah save us from this group. Because many a time, we would always think it's the big munafiq. But many a time it is me and you also. That as long as the laws of Islam are okay, then I am a believer. I follow, I obey, I give bayans also. But when a time comes, inheritance has now come in the family. My father was a billionaire. Now he passed away. Now suddenly when the world shows that I'm not going to get how much I thought I'll get, suddenly the laws of Islam keep it one side. Now look this way, that way, this way, that way. Allah Tabarakallah says, when the call is made, come to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ So that a decision can be made from Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Meaning, Shariat has to talk. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ Allah Tabarakallah says, then one group of them suddenly look the other way. And I never heard this. It's not for me. I could be Maulana so-and-so, Sheikh so-and-so, Alim so-and-so. But when the desire is against my desire, وَإِن يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ Allah Tabarak Allah says, as long as Shariat was okay for them, they had to give bayan, so they would talk to give bayans. I'll give a bayan, I'll get a dawah, someone will invite me here, someone will invite me, I'll be honored, I'll be given something. But suddenly when وَإِن يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ When Shariat is good, enjoyable, it's beneficial, يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ Then they run to the Shariat with their heads down. I'm the best believer. But when the difficult comes, that it's against my desire, that suddenly I looked at way. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ Allah Ta'ala said, what is the sickness in the heart? أَمِرْ تَابُ Or is it that they doubt the truthfulness of Quran and Shariat? Look at the next. أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَن يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ Or perhaps is it that they have a fear that my Allah and the Rasul of Allah is oppressing me? That's why this hard law came. He told me that interest is not for you. As long as interest was 25 rand, I will take it out every year from the bank and give it away. Suddenly someone died and they told him he had taken out policies and that policy is 5 million. Suddenly now I say it can't be, man. This masala doesn't make sense. The Mufti gave an answer, you can't use it. Allah Ta'ala says, is there a fear that Allah and the Rasul of Allah is making zulm upon you? That's why He doesn't want you to take it. بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, rather this group is oppressing themselves. That the nur of Allah is looking for who is ready to accept it. But it must not be that when we got the beginning of that nur which is Iman, And suddenly some laws of Sharia come, the law of parda, the law of pictures, the law of interest. Those are the law, hard laws. Suddenly we say, no, this one is not for me. Your wife says, I want to go in parda. You tell her that you're old already. No one will look at you. Allah Tabarakala save us. It's easy to talk, but no one knows his nafs. That the day that exam comes, you just fell in love with a girl. Now you love her. Now you want her. But she wants to compromise also. Now you have to say, do I take her or I don't take her? Do I marry her or I don't marry her? At that time to make a decision, that if I have to marry this woman, perhaps my entire shariat will go. When that wealth is there, if I have to take that contract, perhaps all my wealth, my shariat will go. It's easy to say at that time when so much of money is in front, so much of lust is in front, it is only the nazar of Almighty Allah that saves a person. Could be night, day will come. Could be day, night could come also. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Rather the word of the believer, meaning this is what my Allah wants from me and from you. And we make dua, O Allah, make us this group. إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the call is made that come to Allah and the Rasul of Allah, meaning Shariat. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. A decision is going to be made. Hukam means it might not be something you like. That man already knows, I think it's going to go against what I'm thinking. But because it is from Allah, أَيَّقُولُ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Before the decision is passed, he was only told, come to the decision. He never heard it. On the way to the decision already, he said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I hear and I obey. Meaning whatever it is going to be, that's the law. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, this is that group who will find success in every part of the life. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those that obey Allah and the Rasul of Allah. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ. From sins that they have made, they always got that fear. Always in fear. That what I did, always making tawbah. Mufassirin under this verse explained that what was that group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after committing the act of adultery. The surah was a surah based on this. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah covered you already. Make tawbah and just go. And you will be forgiven. But at that moment that sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, tahhirni. That, oh Allah's Nabi, I want that you must purify me completely. He knew the meaning of that. What it meant is, that alive, I will see people picking up stones and pelting me. I will die being hit by stones. But what a thing it was. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ. That's so much of fear. That the mistakes I made, will it get forgiven? So that was the highest level of iman. For us it is, make tawbah. Beg Allah. Have that fear. That khasiyat. I have done lot wrong. وَيَتَّقْهِ. And taqwa for the future. But oh Allah, I have to change. Next time I'll try not to do it. Next time I'll try not to go there. Next time I'll try not to see her. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, foes, open success, we will shower upon this person. Allah Ta'ala said, it is not talks that we want. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُونَ. There are certain people who take qasam. And they say, in that time it was a group who would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah, if you tell us to do, we'll do it. Qasam, qasam. Allah Ta'ala says, it is not talk that we want. قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا. No one is asking for qasam. قَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَ. Allah Ta'ala says, it's obedience that we want. The talk is very easy. But when the time comes for practice, then everyone just falls. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this group. That how much we talk, and it sounds so high, that I have understood this issue the best. And I am the most pious. But Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقسموا. That we're not asking for qasams also. We're not asking for boasting. We're not asking for loud claims. طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَ. We are asking for obedience. When the time comes where you practice, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah is very, very well aware of the actions that you do. The speech the whole world knows. But it's the action. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Again, Allah Ta'ala says, obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah, meaning Shariat. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. And if you turn, and you say, not for me this year, then Allah Ta'ala says, upon the Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was only the responsibility of giving you the deen. He cannot force you. وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. You are responsible now for practicing on the deen. وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ. If you will obey, تَحْتَدُوا. You will find صِرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمٍ in front of you. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. The job of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to give the message. And he gave that message. I got the message. You got the message. No one will be forced, but this is a nur that is an independent nur. It doesn't beg a person, can I come to you? It's independent. If a man turns, it also turns. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now in the previous page, Allah Ta'ala said, is there a fear that you think Allah and His Rasul will oppress you? That's why you don't want to practice. So Allah Ta'ala promises those that have brought iman and do good actions from amongst you. And the beginning of good actions is the pulling away of haram. No matter how smart it looks, no matter how wonderful it looks, I might think so much of money I lose if I take out this and I take out that, and I close that account and I close that and I say, I don't want it. Previous page Allah Ta'ala said, is there a fear that you think your Allah and His Rasul is oppressing? Ya Allah Ta'ala said, Allah promises the people of iman and good actions, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. He will make you the Khalifa on earth. He will make you His vicegerent on earth. Like how He had made people in the past. They also obeyed Almighty Allah. And not one of them at the end of their life said, hey, I lost out. They were the Imams of the era. They were the guidance of mankind. They were the lamps of Hidayat. And the dunya came running behind them. No wali of Allah ever in the end of his life said, hey, it was hard, I couldn't manage. Allah Ta'ala says, He promises He will make you His Khalifa, like how He had made people before. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ. And that deen which Allah has loved for man, He will put it so easy for you. تَمْكِين فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ. Where you feel it's hard now to step, suddenly it will become easy to step. But this is an imtihan, that as long as you far, the veil always looks difficult. It is only when man walks to the door, at the airport you find those doors that open only when you come to it. So a small child, because he sees it closed, or he sees it closing, he has that fear, if I walk towards it and it closes on me, it will crush me into pieces. Me and you also love what that fear, that I know that's the command, and I know the promise of Allah is, as soon as I step there, it will open up. But because I'm seeing it closing, I'm scared. So what happens? That small child, he looks for someone bigger. The bigger person who already experienced those doors will hold him. Tell him, okay, first time close your eyes. Because you're so scared. And just walk with me. As that person walks, the child is so scared. But suddenly, as he's closing, it stops and it just opens. The child only needs about 3 or 4 times, and then the child can say to the big person, I don't need your hand now. I can also walk this path. This is what it is called, where Allah Ta'ala asked me and you, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That find the company of those people who are sadiq in the taqwa, who are true in the conviction of Almighty Allah. In their company you will find so much of conviction, that where you close your eyes, but suddenly you'll see you're not crushed. And a few steps up and down, and then suddenly the man says, yeah, I can do it myself. Allah Ta'ala says, I promise those of iman and good actions, I will make you a khalifa on the earth. And the deen which your Allah has loved for you, وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. He will give them tamkeen, meaning He will make it so easy for them to practice. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And after the fear that they have, if I take out this policy, what will happen? If I take out that insurance, what will happen? If I remove this, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, He will change your fear into peace and security. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Suddenly you will find you will able to worship Almighty Allah and there will be no need for any other shirk. The gaze don't have to go to anyone but Allah. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. After this, one translation of after this is after this promise which has come in Quran. In such a strong manner, if still someone is not ready to appreciate, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, then that man, he is the one who is a fasiq. Because so much has been opened, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make us accept. Yaqeen on the command of Allah, the promise of Allah, but as long as, O Allah, that nazar remains on me. For myself, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn. O Allah, for a blink of an eye, do not hand me over to myself. As soon as you hand me over, finished. I will fall, I will So to make that, O Allah, always under your nazar. Always. Biwahyina wa a'yunina. O Allah, always under your nazar. Let my living be, let my dying be. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.